Hello and welcome to Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast, your number one podcast for healing the wound of maternal narcissism and stepping into your power. In this episode, I want to share with you about what it means to be your authentic self and reflect on what parts of you might be blocking you and holding you back on this healing journey. What does this healing journey mean to you? This is what we're going to talk about today. And listen to the end to hear why this is going to be my last episode for you on this podcast. I have something really important that I want to share with you. So, yeah, listen through the whole episode to get to that. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women healing mother wounds through the 1-on-1 10 weeks program and through Reclaim Your Fullness online community. So let's start from the beginning. What does healing from mother wounds mean to you? What does healing from maternal narcissism? So you've realized you have a narcissistic mother, or if it's not like a black and white narcissism, but that there have been aspects of her behavior that have been narcissistic, and so that they have an impact, they've had an impact on your life, and they still do. And that's why you're here, which I get it. So what does it mean to heal from all of that? And when I ask this with clients, and also this has also been my experience, but the answer I get the most is wanting to be able to be more my authentic self. It's like that seems to be the core thing of what are you looking for in this healing journey? What is it that this healing means to you? And it's like being more myself, getting to know myself more, understanding myself more, getting to know who I am. Because very often we haven't a clue after we have been through what we have been through. And this answer often also encapsulates being more calm, grounded, anxiety and guilt-free, being able to set boundaries and more. But it kind of gets always, those become almost secondary things. And I know with every client I've asked this to, and the main answer is, I just want to be more myself. So I want to slow down on this for a moment. What does it mean to you when you think about being your authentic self? Do you even know who your authentic self is? And this is not a trick question, and it doesn't have a right or wrong answer. It's just a reflection, which can be very powerful to take a moment and pause and feel into. For a very long time, I had a lot of concepts of who my authentic self was. But in truth, I had no idea how most of it was just a big bunch of patterns, trauma responses, and coping strategies. And when I started stripping all of that off, I thought, I'll find my authentic self then. You know, I'd find it. It'd be there. I'd take all of that stuff and my authentic self just appears. And big surprise, no, it didn't magically happen. I didn't magically find myself then in one moment of enlightened clarity, like it gets sold to us very often. There's so many sources out there, resources that say, oh, once you strip all these layers off, bam, like magic, you know who you are. And that's it. And then you've arrived. It's like, it's a destination. So again, what does authenticity mean to you? You can actually pause the episode if you feel like it and feel into that. Maybe even journal about it if you feel called to. What does authenticity mean to you? What would that bring to your life? What happens in your system? Like literally, we can pause for a moment and feel what happens in your body when you start thinking about, oh, I get a deep breath. I've been more myself. Even though I don't know fully what that means, but like, ah, or maybe it makes you nervous, or maybe it makes you anxious. That's okay. Whatever is there, it's information. I'm going to take a moment here and share a bit of what has been my personal experience with this for the past 20 odd years. What I've learned in the search for my authentic self is that being authentic is not a goal or a destination. It hasn't been for me, for sure, but a way of life. It's in fact a progressive discovery of all parts of you. When I was younger, I thought the authentic self would be this shiny version of me, this like perfect, refined, all positive version of me. And yeah, that was, I don't know when I was, maybe 18 or 20, my early 20s, that's what I was looking for. And I realized very soon after that, that that's not the case. We have so many parts that make us, and they're not all shiny, not at all. And so you may ask, why are there more than one part? Like, what the hell is this about? And yeah, yes, there are so many parts in you. Some probably you know very well by now, and others might be a bit more silent, maybe running the show from the background. But there are a lot of parts, and they all have their space and their meaning. So what does being authentic mean? Now that you're like, okay, so there's all these parts, but which one is me? If there are a lot of parts, how can I know what the real me is? And that's a great question, isn't it? One I don't have a full answer to. But what I've learned so far on my journey is that being authentic means being the author of your life. That's what being authentic means for me. The author who knows all parts have their role, but none of these parts can actually write the story, because none of them can see the full picture. They can only see life through the filters of their experience and the beliefs that created that part in the first place. While the author has the broad view. The author sees it all, and that is the real authentic you. That is a metaphor that has helped me before. Maybe you have a different one that helps you, and that's okay. But becoming the author of your life can be scary for some of your parts. As I said maybe earlier, when you felt into what being authentic would mean to you, maybe you felt anxious, maybe you felt frightened, maybe you felt confused. It mightn't have felt good in your body at all. And that's okay, because there may be parts that are really scared to be authentic. Because being the author of your life means staying true to yourself and feeling to where you are on your journey. It means becoming comfortable with uncertainty and with change. And it means becoming comfortable with upsetting some people along the way, people that won't get all of you and may very well judge you, reject you, or simply move on. So not everyone will come along for the ride with you. And being authentic means becoming okay with that. Now, I know I'm talking to daughters of narcissistic mothers here. I'm talking to children of narcissistic mothers here. If you're here, you've been through some pretty intense attachment trauma growing up. That's what happens when we have narcissistic mothers. You all have your personal version of it, but we can assume that a part of you may have a deep abandonment wound. And that part is going to be very scared that there is a risk that being authentic, some people will actually not come along with you on that ride, that they will just decide not to be around you anymore. There might be a part of you that's afraid of rejection, because maybe that's what your mother did. She put such level of conditional love on you that a part of you learned that in order to be loved, you had to avoid rejection by being in a certain way, and you drop your authenticity in order to have that attachment. And of course, that part of you is still thinking that way. That part of you is still scared that if you try and be more authentic or even find out what it means to you, you're going to be rejected. There may be a part of you that feels you're not good enough, or that you don't deserve love, or that you need to please others in order to be accepted and validated. You know that people pleaser part of you? I have like a pretty a pretty big people pleaser part that is, it is a part of me. And it can take control. And when that part of me starts writing the story, things don't get very good for me. I definitely, as I said, have those parts in me. I have also got an inner critic that wants to judge me all the time. Maybe you have that too, that inner voice that wants to put you down constantly, that is always telling you how you're not doing good enough, how you should be better. Maybe it's that voice, that part, that wants you to be perfect all the time. I also have a very indecisive part that goes back and forth a million times, wanting to have all the possible data before making a decision, and so on. So there's lots of parts. And all these parts are not going to like you trying to live authentically and risking rejection, abandonment, being unloved, and so on. But the thing is, none of these parts is actually you. They are parts of you, but they're not you. If you let any of these parts be the author of your life, what kind of life are you going to create? That is the question to feel into. If the people pleaser part in me creates my life, like drives, is the author of my life, what is my life going to look like? Oh, it's like, in my experience, that isn't good. What happens when that part that is afraid of abandonment starts writing my life? This has happened many times in my life, and it always goes the same way, with me getting involved with and attached to people who don't really love me or appreciate me and that are toxic. But for fear of abandonment, that part of me sticks with these people, ignores the red flags, and suffers in silence. And it always ends in tears. My tears. If I let the people pleaser write my life, I get deeply unhappy every single time, stressed out about others all the time. I end up putting myself always last, and eventually I always end up getting sick. So that's what happens when we let those parts be the author, stepping into the shoes of the author, because they can't really fully be the author, but they want to take that place, and I want to start writing your life for you. And so the list goes on. You will have your own version of this. If you pause for a moment again and feel into that, you may be going, oh yeah, that part of me that always judges, that part of me that's afraid of change, that part of me. They're all parts, and it's not that we don't like, maybe you may think, well, you know what, I don't actually like those parts, and that's okay. But the job here is not actually getting rid of any of that. It's merely realizing that they're there, first of all, acknowledging that there are all these parts, and also connecting more and more with who you really are, and getting to write your own life, not with those parts in the writing at the desk, but with you writing the story. So where am I going with all of this? And why did I say in the title that this is my last episode for a while? Because I wanted to give you some context to what comes next. So change is part of living authentically. The one thing that I am committed to do above all else. The biggest pain in my life so far, and I know I'm not alone in this, has been suppressing myself in order to be liked, accepted, and validated. I have had to do this and you know the story, yeah? You've had to do it as well. So it's not like a big, massive pain story for me only. It's a pain story for all of us here. It's having to grow up and mold yourself to the conditions and expectations and to survive with the mother we've had, the parents we've had, if it's with both parents, and the things that we've been through. And so we know that story really well. Who here has been living like that in one way or another? You can share in the comments what has been your experience of this. How have you denied yourself even just the option? We haven't even just denied ourselves being authentic, but the option of even exploring what being authentic means. Sort of like, that's not for me this time around, because if I try to go that way, I'm going to lose everything. That there's a part, and it comes strong in me sometimes, that tells me that if I actually just go with who I really am, I am going to lose everything. Because in childhood, that's exactly what was happening. If I tried to really be myself, I was going to lose everything. My mother was going to go mad. The consequences were always very intense for me. So clearly, that was not a pathway to keep active. It was easier to just become someone else that my mother could accept, or other members of my family could accept. So how many times have you felt suffocated? How many times have you felt your life did not belong to you? How many times did you look in the mirror and did not recognize yourself, and not in a good way? I've been there time and time and time again, and the pain of it is actually a blessing in a way, because it is a great catalyst to fuel the healing, to fuel that part of me that actually goes, you know what, I've had enough and I want to risk it. I want to take the risk of being authentic and express myself from that place. Because the pain of not doing that, it's actually bigger than the fear that I have of doing it. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been to that point where, yes, you're afraid to take the jump, but actually the pain to stay where you are, it's way bigger. It's way bigger than the fear of taking the jump. And I've got there. I think I have. Years ago, it was like, yeah, that's it. The pain is too much, guys. I have to go explore what it means to be authentic. So being true to that, 2 years ago, I started this podcast. Actually being true to my authentic self, that's where I was. I had learned about maternal narcissism. I've done a lot of study on it. I had been working with women for almost 15 years. And I had seen that the mother wound was such a big thing for every single client I had. And for every single woman I actually spoke to, even outside of work, it always came out. Being not good enough, being afraid of being abandoned, feeling unlovable, feeling that their passion and creativity was not something that they were even allowed to explore. And that's such a pain. So that was what fueled this for me, being true to myself, having to speak to this. And so, yeah, that's what gave birth to Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. And in less than 2 years, we brought it to the number one podcast for maternal narcissism. Would you believe that? I couldn't. Actually, for a while, I was like, wow, really? We did this. And I couldn't have done it without you guys listening. So I'm so grateful for all of you. And at that same time, I created Women Reclaiming Their Fullness and got to work with amazing women all around the world in supporting them healing from maternal narcissism. And I'm so grateful for every single amazing person that I've met through this work. And also for all those of you who have asked questions and sent me emails, shared your experience with me. Such depth to this journey. in getting to know all of you. And then I'm also grateful for those quiet ones that have listened. And that's okay. I know that you're out there and my heart goes to you just as much. So now something new is coming through me and it doesn't quite have a full shape yet. What I know is that it's going to be even more potent and it's going to support even more people on their journey. That I know. Because I have learned on this journey, what I have learned is that when you actually are true to yourself, it's a whole different force that comes through you. And I don't want to go into any spiritual talk because we can come from lots of different backgrounds here. And so whichever way you want to view it and call it, that's okay. But that's what I have witnessed in my own journey. So staying true to that, a third season is coming true. Because this is actually the second season. This podcast used to be Gaia's voice. And if I want to be fully actually accurate, this would already be the third season, because it used to be Free to Be the God, a Goddess. Then it became Gaia's Voice, and then it became Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers. And now it's ready for the next chapter. And I don't know what that's going to look like. I have no idea. And so, in order to give a shape to it all, I'm taking a period to pause. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that there are three steps that I talk about very often, and they're still the most valid process that I know to heal on this journey and to even move through life in general. And these three steps are pause, feel, and respond. And right now I need to go into pause to be able to feel what's coming next and respond in the best way possible. And I do know that for many of you, this podcast has become an anchor and that you listen every week. And I so honor that. And you may be panicking right now thinking, what am I going to do next if this podcast stops? And that's okay. I want to let you know that you are still going to be able to be supported if you choose to through the newsletter. So you can sign up to the newsletter, and also you can still sign up to Reclaim Your Fullness online community, because that's still active and going strong. There's amazing women in there, and that's going to remain even through this pause. So that's available. But I also know there will be some of you who will just move on to something else that will serve you powerfully, I have no doubt. As I mentioned, not everyone comes along when we bring change, and being authentic means becoming comfortable with that too. So if that is you, if you're listening to this and going, okay, that's been nice, that's been great, that's been helpful, you go on your pause and I'm gonna move on to something else, that's fine. I send you much love and I wish you the very, very best on your next chapter, whatever that is. So for those of you that are at the edge of the seat, because I know there's going to be some of you that are at the edge of the seat and can't wait for what is coming next, I am excited to have you come in with me on this next season that I know it's going to be awesome. That's actually the only thing I can say. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I know it's going to be powerful. Otherwise, and you know why I know it's going to be powerful? That's a secret I want to share with you. I don't think I've said that before, but I know it's going to be powerful because I am so fucking uncomfortable right now. You have no idea. It's so uncomfortable to be, for a part of me, it's so uncomfortable to be in a space of transition and being in a space of uncertainty as to what's going to come next. It's every single time that this happens in my life, and I've learned to ride the wave because I used to try and fight it. I used to hold on to the old, like with teeth and nails, like just not letting it go. I have to stick with what I started to be a good person, to be a mature person, and I would cling to it, and that would nearly kill me every single time. So I've learned to ride the wave, but it still is uncomfortable, I'm not going to lie to you. But what I have learned and observed is that the more it's uncomfortable, somehow the more powerful the breakthrough is. And what comes next, it's always amazing. When I started Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers, if you've listened to the first few episodes, maybe at some point I speak to it, I spoke to it that it took me 6 months to even do the first episode and record it. I was so uncomfortable with this transition from my general working with women to this more specific chapter and topic. It was such a change. I didn't know what it was going to look like. I didn't know how it was going to be received. I didn't know who was going to come along on the ride with me. And some came, some didn't. So this time, God is viscerally uncomfortable in the best way possible. So I know that what's coming next is going to be awesome. So again, you may be wondering what is the best way for you to keep in touch with me while I pause the podcast. So how this is going to look like practically, there won't be any episode for a little while. I don't know yet for how long. I'm not going to tell you, oh, it's going to be a couple of weeks or it's going to be a month or two. I actually don't know. What I do know is that I do need to take a break and a pause to feel into what's coming next. And so what is the best way to keep in touch and keep receiving support? As I mentioned, you can and you're super welcome to sign up to the newsletter, where I'll be keeping everyone updated as I shape this new offering, and you'd be still able to send me emails at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me to, if you have questions and reflections and things you want to know. So I strongly invite you to sign up to the newsletter, because that's going to keep you up to date and it's going to keep you connected with this incredible community of people that we've created. Of course, all the episodes that are on the podcast are going to remain there, so there's never any harm in going back and listening to the old episodes, because there's a ton of really powerful information there for you. And as I mentioned, Reclaim Your Fullness online community and training platform is still going. So that is where you can still be supported by me. I'm very active on the community and I do support the members. And there are other amazing women on this journey inside the community. So again, you're welcome to join there. We're in the middle of a 5 days workshop right now on bringing safety to your system, which is quite foundational. So there's lots going on the platform, and that's still always available. So for any question, email me at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness. And I would love to hear from you. I actually would love to hear, what would you like to see next? I'm in a receiving space at the moment. That's when, you know, when you pause and you feel, that's what's happening. It's like you're opening up to receive what's coming next. And so that receiving for me is also receiving from you. If there's something that you're like, you know what, this has nothing to do with maternal narcissism, but I really would love to hear this, or I would love this podcast to go in that direction. I would love, this is something that I've always been wanting to hear more about, and that's welcome. So yes, if you have something like that to share with me, please do. I will love that. And how does this whole entire thing ties up in ultimately to having a narcissistic mother and being through a journey with a narcissistic mother the way we have? Is personally for me, it would have been inconceivable years ago to pause in the middle of something that was as successful as this. I can still feel like if I was to have a conversation with any member of my family of origin right now about this decision, which of course I have not done, I know better than to do that, but they would think I'm nuts. And they would heavily criticize me, or some of them would say, ah, that was expected. You know, you never stick to anything, you're useless and you can't do anything and all of that. So there'd be different versions depending on from which family members they would come. Obviously, the most impactful and intense would be my parents. And so there are parts in me that really want to stick with that. They want to prove my parents wrong. They want to cling to things that are not actually what I feel is the best version of me and the most authentic version of me in the moment. And that is important. That is an important thing to feel into, because life is not static. Your authentic self is not static, is actually an ever-changing, ever-evolving, ever-expanding. That's what you are. That, like, your authentic self is ever-expanding, ever-evolving. And there are moments that are more like, I'm trying to find the right word. It's not plateau or static, because that's not the right word, but they feel more like we're sticking to something because it's actually what feels right at that time. And so it seems like it's more calm. And then there are moments where things get shaken a little bit. There's like a little bit of an earthquake happening, and we then have to reconfigure. But that is really part of staying true to yourself. Is not an end goal, as I said, is not a destination. There isn't a point where you go, whoa, I am right now my authentic self. That's it, I've arrived, and therefore I will be this for the rest of my life. That, if that's what you're looking for, if that's what you've been promised, so far I've observed that that's really not it. I'm not the only one that says that. There's plenty of guides out there and very, very skilled people that have worked with this and researched this. That's really not what happens, because it's really against human nature. To become stagnant is not what we do. And when we are stagnant, it's because there's parts of us holding us back because of trauma, because of what we've been through, because, you know, there's fears and all of that, and that's okay. So all of this to say that I am hoping with this episode to inspire you, not in dramatically and drastically change everything in your life just because, but at the very least to open up to the possibility that if at some point you feel the need to slow down and pause, even if you've been doing the same thing for an endless amount of time, it's never too late. And go, what's the next chapter gonna look like? Am I still really satisfied in this chapter? What parts of me may be afraid to move on to something else? And maybe you are super happy where you are, and that's awesome. But there may be like some parts that may be holding you back, and maybe there could be an openness to look and play a little bit with what could be if you changed some aspects or some things, and if you align with who you truly are a little bit more and see what happens. So that's an open invitation, and it's going to look different for each one of us. It's not going to be the same for everyone. It's going to be very different. So this episode, the aim of this episode is to inspire and not to tell you that that's the way and what to do. So yeah, with that, I'm really hoping to see you signing up to the newsletter, and maybe if you feel called to going to be very happy to welcome you inside Reclaim Your Fullness community, if that's what you feel called to do, so that we can still, I can still support you and we can still be connected. And for those of you that are going to do that, for those of you that are going to keep that connection and keep in touch, you are going to get updated and you're going to know soon what the next chapter is going to look like and what's going to happen next. So yeah, with that, I'm going to send you so much love. I have so much gratitude for you all. And I'm going to talk to you again soon. Bye for now.